This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. We've talked to two Hall of Famers, the commish, Rick Hummel, and Ken Hitchcock. In about 4 or 5 minutes, we're going to talk with Konzo Martin. But I want to go to the east side for a few minutes, talk it over with Maurice Scott, who writes with the St. Louis American, very well connected with all things on the east side. Mo, your reaction today that Jeremiah Tillman is going to be a Tiger.
Oh, it's some great news, Frank. And, good morning to you and your audience. It's just a great day, I think, for Jeremiah Tillman and his family and for the University of Missouri's family as well. I think Jeremiah made a great choice to extend his education, his basketball career, playing for Konzo Martin and the Missouri family.
And why do you think he ended up a Tiger after a lot of drama in this recruitment?
I think at the end of the day, it started with the character and the integrity that Coach Martin has and what he's going to bring to the table in that regard. I think Jeremiah is talented enough where he could have flourished in any program, but to go play for Konzo Martin at Missouri, I think there's a lot of life skills and tangibles that Jeremiah is looking forward to playing for Coach Martin there, Frank.
Plus, Mom and Dad want to see the kid play, and it's only a 2-hour drive.
That had a lot to do with it as well. But I want to emphasize, and you're going to have Konzo on here in a moment, I think it's a good fit. I've always, from the beginning, talked about Konzo's integrity and what he's going to do with young men. At the end of the day, I think that's more important than anything, Frank. And I think with the new coaching staff that Konzo has with them, Jeremiah Tillman's all-around game is going to explode as a Tiger.
Because even though he's done a lot of good things at a young age, he's got some work to do in terms of developing offensive skills. You describe him right now as we speak as a player.
I agree, yes. I think that I still think he's a 4 or 5-star recruit coming in. I think one of the downfalls is that he did not flourish his senior season here at East St. Louis Senior High School with all the attention he was getting. And he didn't have the personnel around him. He had some good players around him, but he didn't have the Tiger Campbells and some of the other kids he had at Lillimer Prep. But let me tell you, once he teams up with Michael Porter Jr. and some of those guys, Barnett, some of those guys, you're going to see a different player as far as his skill set. With the sort of caliber of players he's going to play with. And I go back to the days when he played with the Eagles, now the Bradley Beal Elite, with Jason Tatum and Tyler Cook and Sneed and those guys. When he played on that level in EYBL, the AU level, Jeremiah Tillman was a dominant force, and I look for him to be much better as a collegiate player than he was a high school player.
Good stuff, Mo. We appreciate your time, buddy. We will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Always, Frank. It's a pleasure.
All right. Maurice Scott, St. Louis American on the east side, joining us. Our final segment is brought to you by Victory Men's Health. Speaking of the east side, they have a urologist on staff. The website is victorymenshealth.com. Very private, professional setting on the second floor, 15 minutes from downtown St. Louis in beautiful O'Fallon, Illinois. That office is spectacular. I got a picture from Chuck Tuna late on Friday night. He was surrounded by beautiful women. And then the caption was, "Vitamin Drip." If it's working for Chuck Tuna, if that man can feel young and vibrant and be surrounded by beautiful women, well, it can work for anybody. So we recommend you going to their website, and then they will take very good care of you at Victory Men's Health. I promise you, they will take great care of you. Hopefully, we will get Konzo Martin on here. Just got a text saying that he would be available at about 11:50. We're a little bit early, so we're not in a huge rush. Do you want to tell you about Lion's Choice? If you're looking for a place for lunch, why not go to the best? Have the finest roast beef. It's medium rare. It's seasoned to perfection. It's served on a buttery bun. You also have the horseradish. You can dip that roast beef into. I love their horseradish at Lion's Choice. I love the orange freezes. They have the butcher Cobb salad. Oh, is that good? That's the turkey, the ham, and the roast beef with that bistro dressing. You wouldn't think Lion's Choice and salads, but you should. They do a great job. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors here on the Press Box. Frank, you forgot part one of the Quinn Snyder story. The search committee recommended Self be the hire, and Alden was ready to act on it until Bill Laurie told Alden that he wanted Quinn, and his $10 million donation for the new arena was contingent upon Snyder being hired. That is a true story. How about that? All right, speaking of Missouri basketball coaches, we're delighted to have on Konzo Martin right now. Coach, great to be with you. How are you?
Doing fine, Frank. How you doing?
Very good. Now, I'm not going to get you in trouble here, but are you allowed to talk about your newest player?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, so tell me about the drama in all this, and you got the good news. Just give our audience the backstory on how this all unfolded, please, Coach.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily drama in recruiting. I mean, just part of the process when you're talking about an elite talent like, you know, Jeremiah. It just, you know, building relationships. And I think the part was, I guess, misunderstood was the fact that me being from East St. Louis, like it would be a cakewalk. But everybody's trying to recruit him. He's a very talented player. And we just have to do our job. We have to stay patient. We have to work like everybody else. And we're just presenting an opportunity for him. And I think it's close enough from home where you can have a great opportunity to be a successful student-athlete, and we're excited about it.
So when you say stay patient, Coach, take us through this. Is there a time where you think, you know what, maybe we should back off a little bit and give him some breathing room? Because we always hear these stories, Coach, about how relentless recruiting can be.
Well, I think we'll have, especially you're talking about a guy, you know, 6'10", a big guy around the rim. Those guys are hard to come by, and you're talking about a guy that also runs like a perimeter guy as a big man, so it's hard to find that within itself. But just in the process, just one day at a time, keep working. And what I always try to do in recruiting and talking with the parents as well as the young man is just try to figure out how they want to be recruited. Because it's one thing to continue to sell, but some like to be bombarded every day with calls, texts. Some players, they don't want to bother. They just rather be text messages. Some players like to talk on the phone. So you just got to figure out what they like and just kind of follow their lead and trust that it works out. And it's never a guarantee because, again, you have to do your job. You have to be patient. You have to continue to communicate, but not just the young man, but the people around him, just trying to build those relationships.
When's the last time you've seen him on a court, and what are your impressions of him strictly as a player right now?
Last time I seen him on the court, it was probably this year sometime. I'm trying to think when. I know I saw him a lot when he was a freshman. I saw him when he was at Lullamere. I saw him a lot in the summertime. Obviously, I didn't go to any high school games at East St. Louis Senior High School because he was committed to another program, so I didn't watch him and follow from that standpoint. But I've seen him play quite a bit. But just, you know, a guy that runs the floor, can block shots, great size, great length, a great spirit as a young man, a genuine spirit. Seems like he a lot of passion, not just for the game but for people. Has a good heart. And I think with those qualities within itself at that size, he has a chance to be special if he continue to work.
How about Michael Porter Jr.'s involvement? Do you know if he was texting or calling him? Or tell me how that worked out.
Well, I would imagine so. That's part of the game. And I think but the great thing about those guys, they had a prior relationship. So it's not as if a case, okay, me or one of our staff ever says, you know, Mike recruit Jeremiah Tim and say this, say that. I try to stay completely away from those things because you want those things to be authentic and you want it because regardless of how well Michael Porter recruited those guys and getting guys to become a part of our program, the most important thing, it has to work for Jeremiah Tim. That is the most important thing for him because each individual player still has to have an opportunity to be successful because I don't know how successful it would have been for Jeremiah if we had four or five guys at the position that he plays. Well, you can sell, but it doesn't matter because the opportunities don't present themselves.
Mm-hmm. Coach, when will you get him on campus, and when can you start the reps with the jump hooks and the turnaround jumpers and really make him skilled around the block? How early can you get your hands on him?
June 3rd is when all the incoming guys will be on campus. June 4th is when all the guys will be on campus, meaning the returning guys will be back. And June 5th, we get started. So we'll go from June 5th to basically, July 28th is the last day of school,
Coach,
summer school.
You just inherited a program that was 8-24, and now the ranking of your recruiting class is 6th in the country. How does that make you feel?
Well, again, it's still a job at hand. Really, those are just numbers. I think the numbers you want to talk about as a program are the wins at the end of the season as you're going through. But right now, I think that's a number our fans can be proud of because that's just exciting times when you're heading into the summertime. That's all it is for me as a, our staff has done a tremendous job of working relentless hours and trying to build a program to the level we think it could and should be. But for me, it's a job at hand. It's an everyday process, and it never changes my approach.
I know you can't talk about another player that could be a Tiger next year or not. I'm not going to even bring up the name. But can you tell me, after this Tillman commitment, does this mean you have one scholarship left? Is that correct?
I think what it means is we're never done recruiting. We're never done recruiting.
Oh, that's awesome. So, and then what's your summer going to be like? Working with these kids in June, and will you be running basketball camps? Tell me about your summer.
Yes. Well, we have basketball camps, and we have, you know, two individual camps at different times in June. We have an elite camp we'll do sometime in August. We have, you know, team camp June 19th, and that's the one we can have the teams on campus. But for our team, we'll go, you know, 4 to 5 days a week in the weight room, and we'll go, you know, 4 days a week on the court as far as skill work, skill development, and team stuff, because per NCAA rules, you only allow 2 hours a week on the floor with your team. So we'll spend a lot of time with the team, you know, building the program offensively, and then we'll spend a lot of time in the weight room to get bigger, stronger, faster. And then the other part is just building relationships. We'll do a lot of stuff within the community, might even go outside the state some, and just finding building things and doing things as a team to build the chemistry and the camaraderie of our roster.
Good stuff. All right, before we let you go, I think a lot of people want to know, how do you actually find out? Are you in the office this morning and he gives you a text or a phone call? How does that work? Take us through it.
Well, I think what happens is just having a relationship and then the young man just really feeling comfortable. I give a lot of credit to Jeremiah and asking a lot of questions, as well as his mom and dad asking a lot of questions. How would he get better? What does he need to work on? And Jeremiah asked some tremendous questions throughout the process. And to give him credit, not just to make a quick decision based on the fact that here's a guy that's from East St. Louis. He had success as a high school player, and now he's a head coach. That would be the easy thing to do. But to give him and his family a lot of credit for taking time and evaluating, doing the best that he felt like was for him as an individual player. But what happened, just in the relationships, and all of a sudden he says, "Coach, I have the paperwork. I'm ready to come." And he signs the papers. They come to the fax machine this morning, and he's a part of the family now.
And when do you get to take a vacation?
Oh, that never stops, Frank. I mean, that never stops. I mean, my family's still out in California, so for me, a vacation, going back to see them, hopefully in about 7 to 10 days to move all our stuff here, but no time for vacation. We're trying to build something special, so no time right now. So hopefully one day, but
Coach,
not right now.
Coach, congratulations. You deserve a couple of days off. A job well done. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
All right, Konzo Martin. How about that? This is just unbelievable. I'm amazed. I really am. I can't believe what's going on here. I mean, just think. Let's go back to like, did they play in the SEC tournament? Yeah, they did. Yeah, they lost the first.
They won that game,
right?
That went to overtime.
Okay. And then they lost that second
they
round.
They did lose the second round to
and
Ole Miss.
They're 8-24. And 8-24, and now sixth-ranked recruiting class in the country, including getting, you know, maybe the most dominating big man we've had here in a little bit, and the best player in America.
Frank, just think back to the conversations we had about Mizzou basketball last season. They were the butt of the joke if we even talked about them.
Whew, just amazing. All right, our 11 o'clock hour was sponsored by Vogel Heating and Cooling. Give them a call at 351-2533 to schedule an appointment. Imagine his he probably had a good feel that it was trending this way, but then to finally get that news, and now it's on to Jonte.
Yeah.
So what if do you think this? I don't know. I'm not sure if it helps their chances with Jonte. I think this makes it easier for Jonte to enjoy his senior season and being a McDonald's All-American. Because let's face it, you know, you're probably only going to play one. I guess one of them could play a four.
Oh, they could fit them. They could fit them both. I really think they could.
But you're already pretty good. I mean, you can play Puryear at the four, Michael at the three, Barnett at the two, Phillips at the one.
Cassius Robertson at the two as well.
Yeah.
But forward depth, Frank, I mean, you Puryear, Tillman.
See, look at this guy. This is a guy, a greedy guy.
You just got one five-star center. You want another?
Well, I mean, the news broke like an hour ago, Schaefer. Can't you like enjoy the moment?
Well, to be honest with you, I was not so confident in the Tillman situation. I think just because of how long it had drawn out. And I was starting to just say, well, maybe if they could just get Jonte. And I'm still feeling like, hey, maybe Jonte, you know, play with your brother. Come on. It'll be a fun time. I think things will be good for Mizzou basketball.
In The Sopranos, a guy tells a story in a psychiatric ward saying that his dad made him insane because he got a 98% on a test and his dad asked, what happened to the missing 2%? That's what you are right now.
No, I'll understand absolutely if he wants to play his senior season of high school, 100%.
Oh, you got Tillman,
where's
the next guy?
You're going to allow him to enjoy his prom, McDonald's All-American.
I will permit those memories for him, yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Charlie and Martin will take a break. We'll be back in 22.